I'm Eric Thiel. We've got another great live studio session for you today. Joining me here at JPR, Blue Sky Writers, Kenny Loggins, Gary Burr, Georgia Middleman. Welcome to JPR, guys.
Hey, thank you.
Great to be here.
Thanks for taking a bit of time out of your schedule to join us. There's a new album out. It's called Finally Home, but this band has now actually been together for a couple of years, right?
Yeah, it's going on three now.
The beginning inklings in your mind.
Inklings.
And how did it get started?
Kenny had a crazy idea.
And it's proven to be true. I was writing with Gary a few years back, and I went to Nashville to work on a record that I was making for Target. And in the process of writing together, we had a good time. It was a really good time. And I noticed when we were making demos and singing that I said, this guy's a lead singer. He's got a really good voice. And our blend was strong. And I said, you know, if this was a few years ago, I'd have started a band. Hmm. And then we kind of laughed about it. And then a few months later, I called him and said, you know what? I think I was serious about that. And I think we need a third. We need a girl, chick singer, songwriter who's got to be really strong as
to improve the look of the band.
Actually, yeah, really hot
to improve
too,
the
yeah.
look. Yeah.
Well, we also hot, we didn't want yeah. the inevitable comparisons to Seals
Simon
of Cross.
And Garfunkel.
That's right.
Yeah. And so it just kind of grew from there?
So, yeah.
I mean,
so,
Georgia, obviously they knew that it was you that they
well,
were after.
Well, I didn't know Kenny.
Gary did.
But Gary and I had a show the night that I was just there, and Kenny emailed Gary and said, we need a girl. And Gary's like, Georgia, do you want to send him some of your stuff?
I'm really lazy.
Thinks?
I just need a girl.
Yeah, okay, you really worked hard on that.
Who's in the room?
Who's in the room?
That's
okay,
right.
Fine, you're in the band. Let's go.
I was
go.
The only one there.
First rehearsal Tuesday. Let's go.
So Kenny flew to Nashville. He liked what I sent him, and he flew to Nashville, and he said, let's write a song and see how this works. Let's see if... And it worked.
Yeah.
It was really...
We started the band anyway.
Yeah. You know, we were talking off the air before we went live about where this album falls on the musical spectrum. Do you guys consider it a country album or what?
Well, you have to pick one of us to ask that question.
Yeah.
Well, that's right a really the, good question.
Right from the beginning, Kenny said, let's not try to figure out a genre. Let the genre come to us. You know, let people tell us what they think this record is. And so we really didn't worry about it all that much. We just, every song that we wrote, we treated it like its own song. We weren't trying to be thematic in any way. We just wanted to write great songs. And if one of us felt like writing a polka one day, we wrote a polka. Mm-hmm. And we figured as long as the three of us were singing, it was always going to sound like
no
Blue Sky Riders.
No were injured in the making of this record.
How do your songs get written?
Well... Pretty much the three of us write together in one room at one time. And
You don't even live on the same coast, right?
No, I've done a lot of flying.
Yeah.
I live in Santa Barbara, California. And so initially I was flying to Nashville and we'd, you know, spend 4 or 5 days together and write. We usually got a song a day. Then a couple times they flew out to Santa Barbara because George's sister lives in Santa Barbara. So we'll spend a few days together in Santa Barbara and we gradually wrote the record that way.
Gary, Georgia, both of you are known really well inside musicians' circles as being these really amazing songwriters, writing hits for a lot of big artists. Your success is kind of a different kind of success than what Kenny has seen over the years. What's it like now to be writing songs and not only writing songs, but being on stage performing next to somebody who is so well known as an onstage performer?
It's a kick. It really is. In my career, I've sung solo, I've sung backup for other people, I've written for other people, I've written for myself. There's something very freeing and all-encompassing about this project because you can kind of do everything. I feel like I can do everything that I do in this band and utilize that. And it's just, and I forget it's Kenny. It's funny because when we're on stage, it's just the three of us doing what we've been working so hard at, and then I'll go into the audience to listen to his show, and I'll go, oh my God, Kenny Loggins is awesome, but I forget when we're on stage.
But I'm not that awesome.
I mean, he is awesome, but you know.
Right, the awesome.
The awesome behind.
Yeah, it is great. We walk up on stage as the three of us, and we made a decision in the beginning that Georgia would be in the middle because we wanted it to be a new lineup and not what they would expect. You know, you'd probably expect to have Kenny in the middle, but this just kind of proves that it's something different and something new. And I mean, it's a, you know, with Kenny up there, it's a lot to live up to. We have to always bring our A game.
Has it been tough to continue to move forward with blue sky writers being what people are referring to. I read a story somewhere online where you guys were talking about at one point having been booked as like the Kenny Loggins band.
Yeah, what's hard about that is people come to the show thinking they're going to hear all the Kenny Loggins songs, and we don't do those songs. This is a whole nother project. Yeah. So I don't want to deceive. I really hope the promoter does their job. And when they say it's a Blue Sky Writers show, people are going to come hear new music. I want them to know that.
Kenny Loggins, Gary Bird, Georgia Middleman, live in the studios. All right, well, speaking of music, what do you want to play first for us today?
This is the last song we wrote for the album, a song called Just Say Yes. And we need you guys to sing at one point. I'll point at you, and you have to sing along. Sorry.
It's just the word O.
Okay. You got ready?
Yeah. I'm ready.
Two.
Can I love you more than I do right now? Let's find out. Let's find out. Let's find out. Could it be forever, or just a little bit more? Let's find out, let's find out, let's find out. Baby, turn the radio on, find a little rock and roll. Pour our windows down, let's go. Does anybody really know what tomorrow? Let's find out, let's find out. And baby, from now on, we'll live in nothing but blue sky. Let's find out, let's find out, let's find out. Maybe you're a little bit scared, that's only natural. Take a hold of my hand, let's go.
It's Blue Sky Riders live on open air here on the Rhythm and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio. Is it more satisfying, Georgia, Gary, is it more satisfying for you now writing songs that you are not passing on to another performer, where you're keeping them for yourself?
Well, I think it's satisfying in a different way. I mean, when you write a song and someone like a Tim McGraw or a Faith Hill cuts it, and you know that millions and millions of people are going to hear it, that's a real satisfying feeling. And you know that they're out on tour and every night they're playing it for all these people. That's a really wonderful feeling. But there's, you know, there's that little gnawing thing of always wishing that you were the one up there singing. Mm. So it's great to get that chance after all these years.
Mm. And had you guys both been performing throughout the years or really just focusing on songwriting?
We both came to Nashville to be artists.
Yeah.
We both came to be artists. I mean, I always, you know, when I came to town, I had a band. I did all these showcases for the labels to try to get a deal. And finally, the last showcase, they came up and they said, we don't want to sign you, but we would like to talk to your harmony singer. And that was Faith Hill, was my harmony singer. So she got the record deal that I was supposed to get. So anytime
she
you listen.
You, man.
Oh yeah! Yes. Anytime you listen to Faith Hill, imagine
think
me.
Of Gary.
Do you get Christmas cards?
Do you get Christmas
dressed
cards?
Just like her.
No.
Oh.
Georgia, I've heard you refer to the writing room.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that? What is that?
Have I said that?
Yeah.
It's a great. By the way, when you said we came to be artists, I actually came to be a songwriter to Nashville.
Wow,
I did.
That's crazy.
Let's set the record straight. And I became a recording artist because my songs weren't getting recorded fast enough, so I wanted to get them out there.
Wow.
That's why I became. But anyway, the writing room is a place where all egos stand outside the door and you enter and you work on, you have a common goal. And it's just so funny because, you know, we all write with amazing people. And we sit in the room and it's just like it's just about the song. It's just kind of a sacred place where it's just you can be, it's about what you're working on. And it's just, it's like everything gets leveled. There's no, it's just. I'm
the
not
sign
making.
Over the door says dare to suck.
Yeah.
And that is our code when you're writing songs. You have to not be afraid to blurt out anything, no matter how objectionable.
It has to feel safe and
amateurish.
There. Kenny, what do you think?
I don't.
I try not to do that much.
Tell me a little bit about the Nashville sound. I mean, you guys have written so many songs that have that sort of Nashville sound by the time they're fully fleshed out with arrangements and recorded. Is there a specific sound of Nashville?
I think it keeps changing. What do you think, Gary?
Well, I've been in Nashville for, you know, running on to 25 years, so the sound of the songs, the sounds of the records are constantly changing over the years. If Nashville has a sound, it's because of the quality of the songwriting. That never changes. It's always been, when you hear a song on the radio that's just a great song, you can pretty much always trace its roots back to Nashville somehow.
Mm. This is kind of a similar question, but you guys talk about your music crossing a lot of different genres, even from song to song on the album. But a lot of the songs have a country influence. I mean, as key contributors, all of you, as key contributors to the sort of country music world over the years, what does that actually mean to you, that sort of country feel?
To me, it means writing a great hook and having it have a catchy melody and having it resonate. Like, we always try to get really honest about what we're writing. Go ahead, what were you going to say?
But a lot of pop songs have a great hook.
Yeah,
that's
they
why
do.
They become. So what is it that makes it country?
It's a really good question.
I mean, when we started the band, what I loved with Kenny was that the Loggins and Messina acoustic kind of stuff. You know, he's had a career where he's had a lot of different styles, but that was the style that resonated with me. So that was what I was hoping that he wanted to do with this record, and we kind of did, you know, acoustic-based, acoustic instruments, you know, dobros and steels and fiddles and things like that. And it's, I guess, even back when I was listening to the Beatles and all of a sudden the Sweethearts of the Rodeo album came out, you know, with the Birds, and all of a sudden I'm hearing steel guitars and things, and I was immediately drawn to it, and I've never not loved those kind of instruments on a record.
Hmm. See, and I thought Danny's song, I thought that was a country song. I mean, I'm drawn to that singer-songwriter.
Had the fiddle at the end
Kenny.
And the whole bit. You know?
Well, at the time I was working with Messina, whose roots were Texas. And so he brought a lot of that approach to the music, you know. But, you know, my influences were everything from Dylan, Tim Hardin, acoustic oriented pop, you know, all the way through Buffalo Springfield and that kind of thing. So that's where my heart was. Mm. And so it became easy to write that kind of stuff.
And more than once, for making this record, we referenced Buffalo Springfield as sort of like what we loved about, you know, songwriting and that kind of recording.
To bring that kind of energy to what we're doing, you know. So it isn't just acoustic guitars and fiddles and mandolins. It's also drums and bass and electric guitars, and where do those styles mesh? That's why we were talking earlier. It's hard to type this album into a format that any radio format can say, oh, well, that's what this is. You know, we have a couple of songs like Another Spring that's an acoustic song. We have other songs that rock, probably harder than stuff I've done since Footloose.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, one of the things that I noticed first off in putting the album and listening is that there are great three-part harmonies. You guys sound wonderful together. But in addition, there's wonderful movement going on. That even though the harmonies are ringing, one or two of you are actually sort of moving back behind. There's an awful lot of craft to the songs, which is really what struck me. Made me perk up my ears and listen to the album. Is there one of you?
My brother said that the album was actually full of craft.
I think you might have misheard him. Said. I think you misheard him.
I'm pretty sure that's what he said.
Oh, okay.
Is there one of you that brings that specific trait to the songs as you're putting them together, or?
That's funny, because we'll write a song and like Little Victories, you were singing it and you said, Georgia, try the lead on this, and we'll switch off. And then Kenny, or you're really, I think Kenny's mainly the one who you change a note here and there in a counter harmony that makes it, I would go to the normal third or fifth, but you'll take it into an odd place.
Yeah, he's amazing at that. He'll just, you know, we'll swap around and we'll try things three or four times going, okay, now you sing the lead and we'll sing them. Okay, now you, we have some songs where I'm the high harmony. Mm. But just when we think we've got this moving stack, Kenny will say, you know what? Go to a C note there, and then and right there, and then get. And I'll go, no, that'll never work. That'll never. And then you try it, and it's like, holy! And some of the best vocal moments are just full of craft.
Full of craft. Our next record.
You talked about being able to create about a song a day when the three of you are together. How does that pace compare to when you're working by yourself? Do these songs come easy when you guys get together?
No, honestly, I mean. Because George and I have been sort of writers for hire, you know, hired guns in Nashville, you kind of have to write a song a day because your schedule is so busy that if you don't finish the song with somebody, you may not get together with them for another 2 months. And that's hard to do. But it is. It's just we're all, you know, we're all pretty good at this. And we all, luckily,
we
mesh real well.
We know what to throw out when it's not working, and we're quick to say that ain't working. Mm. So we move on. We're quick about what doesn't work. And
I think the luck of this band is that we do see aesthetically, we see eye to eye most of the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Blue Sky Riders are my guests live in the JPR studios. Their new album is called Finally Home. Can we hear another tune? What are you going to play next for us?
We want to do a song called Dream, which came from the first weeks that we were together, when a friend of mine who's in the music business told me that I was too old to start over and that I should probably forget about it. Mm. And I did try to forget about it for a few hours, and then I thought, wait a minute, no, this is really the wrong time to forget about it. This is too good to walk away from. And so I texted Georgia the line, too old to dream. And when I finally came to my senses and went back to Nashville to write with them, she'd taken that line and turned it into the chorus of this song. So it's kind of a theme song.
Ready?
Yeah.
3, 4.
Who are you to tell me what I can't do? Well, that ain't right.
As if all I've been's all I'm ever gonna be for the rest of my life.
You take the glory days, I'll take what's on its way. All I can do is believe in myself. If I listen to you, they might as well leave me in the rain. Turn me out to sea, lock me up in chains. Yeah.
In my heart I could still hear the drum and I dance to the beat.
I wanna be the one who's gonna follow the sun and trust the heat.
These are the glory days, you can't let them slip away. No one can tell me my best days are done. No.
It's Blue Sky Riders live on open air here on the Rhythm and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio. The new album is called Finally Home. You know, just before the song, Kenny, you talked about the comments made by one of your advisors about, did you really want to do this all over again? And were you sort of past the time in your life where you should be? And you talked about how it took you kind of a while to let that settle in before making the decision that you're going to do it anyway.
Coincidentally, I'd read a quote from Paul Simon where he said that he felt silly to continue his career into these years because, as Gary calls them, the cocktail hours of our lives, because he said rock and roll should be a young man's game. But maybe rock and roll is a young man's game, but music, you know, is my game, and I am destined to do it until I drop. Mm. You know, that's what I do. So for me, the choice was really about what's going to keep me creative, what's going to feed me emotionally, creatively, keep me writing and keep me feeling excited. And certainly the challenges that have come with the creation and the culmination of this band has been all of the above, and it's also been exhausting. Mm. You know, he was right. It's hard work. And visiting every station and, you know, getting back into that part of the thing is really difficult to do sometimes, but it just beats the opposite.
Yeah.
It beats having nothing to get up for.
Fishing?
Yeah. I'm not there yet.
Does it beat fishing, Kenny?
Yeah.
And Georgia, Gary, especially working in Nashville and working with so many amazing artists, you guys have probably encountered some of that same feeling of knowing all of these amazingly talented songwriters that are now getting up in years and their work is being shuffled over to a new 20-something packaged artist, right?
It's hard. It's hard. We know the best writers, and it's like, where are those songs getting recorded? We don't see them on the charts. And we've heard the songs. We hear these songwriters playing, and they are amazing. So I don't know. It's gotten a lot more inside in Nashville where people have their own camps, and it works for them, so they record those songs. It's just... that's what we're doing, is we're making our own camp.
Yeah. Is heading out on the road touring kind of a new thing for the two of you?
Yeah, it sure is. To this degree, it certainly is. I've gone on and, you know, I played for about 10 years with Carole King and went on the road all over the world with her, but never for very long periods of time. So, you know, doing this, it's, you know, this many weeks and things, it's really hard to adjust to. We're just, I always joke that, you know, every day in Nashville, I just, a different person rings the doorbell and I just go down to my basement and write a song. And this is a whole different world to get used to. Mm-hmm.
And then in addition to the shows, radio, TV, yeah. right? Talking yeah. about your music now in a little bit different way than before.
Yeah,
that absolutely. Takes some getting used to also.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's you know, when you think of being out on tour, you think, okay, we're going to drive to the gig and we'll do the gig. And then all of a sudden they're calling you going, okay, you know, we just found out tomorrow we have like 3 hours worth of phone interviews to do. And that's, you know, it's daunting. We are considerably daunted.
Considerably
so
daunted.
What's the path now for the band? I mean, a lot of artists will do like a project album. They'll mm-hmm. collaborate with some good friends. They'll have a lot of fun. They'll put an album out and then it's kind of back to the daily grind. Is this a project or is this a band that's going to be around for a while, do you think?
We hope this is a band that's going to be around for a while. You know, a lot of that, we just had a meeting, a band meeting, if you will, a few days ago. And we're talking about where's the money going to come from to keep going? You know, how do we approach this project? You know, it's, people think, oh, yeah, Kenny Loggins is going to, you know, he's got a wallet. He's going to put the wallet on the table and they'll tour on that. That's not how you do business. You know, this is, my wallet is my retirement, yeah. you know, if I get to do that. So this is a business. We have to run it like a business. How are we going to make the money and what are we going to do? You know, we've actually kicked around the idea of doing a Kickstarter campaign. We initially thought about it and I think we should think again for the next record.
Yeah, everything's on the table. We have a Christmas EP that we're going to put out. We're getting ready to shoot a video. We're, you know, touring all summer. You know, end of the year, we'll start maybe thinking about getting together and writing some more songs. And, you know, this isn't just a little vanity thing of, like you say, let's do this and then go back to reality. This, for better or worse, is, at the moment, our reality. Mm.
Well, it has been a great pleasure to have the three of you here in our studios today. Kenny Loggins, Gary Burr, Georgia Middleman live in the studio. Do we have time to go out with one more?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Love it.
What are you going to play for us?
How do you want to explain this one, Gary? How do we explain this?
Say something.
This is a song called Feeling Brave.
It started out sort of like Georgia had this idea for a song about, I guess somebody going into a club, right?
A guy being brave enough to ask a girl out, that's all.
Yeah, but then we sort of expanded it and turned it into a world anthem.
Yeah, and Kenny's like, this is bigger than that. This is about bravery on all accounts. So I like that angle.
Okay.
Ready? Count it off for me.
2, 3, 4.
Two nuts counting out where anything goes. What's gonna happen here, nobody knows. Was a time I'd have been frightened out of my mind. But it's
all right.
I'm feeling brave tonight.
Just like an arrow pulled back in a bow, this is my moment and I'm dying to go.
There's no turning back when I finally take the light. But it's
all right.
I'm feeling brave tonight. If I sit playing and say, the whole world on fire.
Call me crazy, you're probably right,
but I'm feeling brave tonight.
I got this feeling when I woke up today. I won't let nothing or no one stand in my way.
It's Blue Sky Riders live on open air here on the Rhythm and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio. We're also streaming online, ijpr.org. The new album is called Finally Home. Kenny Loggins, Gary Burr, Georgia Middleman. Again, thanks you guys.
Thank you.
Really
great. Thank you. It's great to be here.